This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Here now exclusively, the filmmaker who caught this all on camera, Ford Fisher, co-founder, editor-in-chief of News to Share. To be clear, all the video we were just showing, it was yours. You saw the little credit up in the top corner. You were standing in the middle of all this. What did you see?
Right. So basically, I started at Martin Luther King Park, which was where the actual No to Marxism event was taking place. And there were a number of counter demonstrators, not all of them Antifa, but broadly along the left wing, who were arguing with them and getting into some small scuffles. But a really large group of hundreds of kind of, as you described, Antifa type people using a black bloc tactic where they all dress uniformly in black. Made their way over to this, and police were attempting to repel them with flash grenades and the like. And so when I went to follow this, most of the other media basically was retreating from it because the police couldn't get to where the Antifa were. They were actually moving fences from a construction site to block off the police, and they were moving very fast, kind of destroying property along the way. And so from across the street, I was able to film and zoom in really tight as they did proceed to smash a Marine Corps recruiting office. And then after that, somebody threw a lit torch into a dumpster, basically trying to create a dumpster fire. When that happened, when I filmed that, one individual called on a walkie-talkie to bring over five other Antifa-type people, and they basically confronted me and said, get out of here. The police aren't here, so they can't help you.
So you were threatened. Essentially
threatening me that I would need to leave. And ultimately, I ended up kind of getting sort of lost, and my news director, Alejandro Alvarez, had to help me sending me this. Well, I made my way back to the original protest. The original protest was had relatively little violence. It was a lot of people yelling at each other and arguing. Most of the violence and kind of property destruction was this sea of Antifa-type individuals who were participating kind of on the outskirts, but not right there at MLK Park.
Why did you want to do this? Why were you on the ground filming this?
So my outlet is kind of about live streaming, where I like to cover an event from beginning to end and really just show the truth of the matter. Because the reality is that there are bad actors on every side. People make good decisions, bad decisions, ugly decisions. And so by having an account of what happens from beginning to end, I think that that's really important to help people understand it. Like, I appreciate being on the news here, but this will only be, you know, a few minutes of talking about it. But someone being able to watch a live stream beginning to end and just seeing in raw footage what happens, I think that that's really important to try to understand these sorts of situations. And that was why I was in
Portland. So what did you see on the ground there that you don't think is reported in the media?
Well, I think that the media really, really likes to focus on the optics of the violence, of people breaking windows. But I also think it's important to film the sorts of arguments and conversations that are happening between the two sides.
Like what?
There were hours of arguments between people at the No to Marxism rally. And then there was actually a group called, like, the Revolutionary Communists or something like that in Berkeley. And they were actually arguing. They were arguing ideology to some extent. And in many cases, they were ending up, you know, pushing each other, around to some extent. But they were trying to actually push ideology onto each other. And I think that that can end up being a little bit hard for the media to see when it's more fun to watch people fight.
Were you worried at any point that you weren't going to get out of there safely?
Yeah, I mean, when I was told by the Black Bloc basically to leave, don't continue recording us, I did. And frankly, I have no doubt that I would have been hurt had I not left.
Well, Ford Fisher, we have seen your video. We've been playing it while we've been talking, and it has been spreading. A lot of people are seeking out that video footage because it was dangerous to get it. Thank you for coming on the program tonight to tell your story and what you saw.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Kind of amazing, huh? And this is what happens, with like what Veritas and James O'Keefe talks about, the citizen journalists who are out there capturing, you know, this kind of information, documenting, what's happening in our country. And it's raw. It's right there in front of you to, if you're interested in, you know, getting down to the grassroots of, you know, what is the issue here? What is Antifa? What are they trying to argue here? And, you know, it's kind of, it is interesting, and it does, you can be drawn to it. And I appreciate Ford Fisher's commitment to put himself in the middle of it for the sake of documenting, you know, what's happening in our country today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Live.
Hey, it's the way we roll here, and thank you for joining in on all the fun and happenings going on here at Bill Martinez Live. Great to be sharing a part of your day with you. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And while you're there, check out our new column on why is everything so loud these days. I'm grateful to Clash Daily. They picked up this column that I wrote, you know, about what's more observation about our culture, that things seem to be so loud these days. And maybe, you know, they're loud because, you know, are we trying to hide something? You know, kind of, you know, an old friend of mine, Grammy Award winning musician, said that oftentimes musicians hit it loud to hide their mistakes. And I thought, well, you know, maybe there's relevance here, even in the communication. Somehow people think that if they talk louder, that he with the loudest voice wins the argument. I don't know about that. So anyway, just food for thought there. Check it out at Clash Daily, okay? Dr. Ronnie Floyd joins us now. He's the senior pastor of Cross Church in Arkansas and president of the National Day of Prayer. We're going to be talking about his new book, Living Fit, Make Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You. Dr. Floyd, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you. I am doing well, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, you know, I want to talk just a moment, if we could, about the National Day of Prayer. I just am so grateful. And even though we set aside one day, there are many people who continue every day praying for this nation and praying for our leaders. And I believe it was because of the prayers of the people that God answered and saved this nation. Because, you know, Dr. Floyd, we were on the brink of losing this great American experiment, a land blessed by God.
Well, you know, Bill, there's been a generation after generation that's been committed to praying for our nation. And now it's on us, you know, and it doesn't need to fall away from God because of us. We need to be the ones on the wall praying diligently. Again, not just simply on the National Day of Prayer on the first Thursday of every May, even though we're grateful for that, but for every day. And that's one thing we're really encouraging at the National Day of Prayer, because every month I put out three priorities of prayer for the month, for the country, just to try to keep people on task. We all know we need to pray for the country. Many times we do not know what to pray for the country.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you send that out, I need to get on that distribution list, and we need to make sure that is linked on our website. I have seen prayer, you know, work and do miraculous things. I've been blessed even at an early age to see that prayer works. Case in point, without a doubt, if people think that Donald Trump was elected just by happenstance or because of the Russians. They do not know our Almighty God, who himself says he is the one who puts into place the leaders. And I believe that Donald Trump was God's man for this time.
Well, you know, what happens so much of the time, Bill, is that we do that by the preference rather than on the authority of Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, and the Scripture is very clear about that, as you quoted, and you're so right on that because, you know, I supported other presidents when I didn't always agree with them, and I supported and prayed for many presidents that were totally opposite of what I believed, because it's my responsibility as a Christian to be able to honor the office of the president and to pray for the president and the leaders of our nation. And that's one of the things that we really encourage at the National Day of Prayer. And anyone, Bill, that wants to get on that list every month that we send out, if they'll just go to nationaldayofprayer.org, nationaldayofprayer.org, and if they'll look up to the right side of the opening page, it says join our newsletter.
Okay.
Join our newsletter. If they'll do that, they'll begin to get that along the way. I put it out once or twice a month, but it's always about the same thing and different things every month. And it really keeps us on target. And, you know, I just want to appeal to all of your listeners today. Thank God for a show that encourages people to pray for the country. A lot of people today have all kind of mindset and thoughts about that. And, you know, the bottom line is that – I said it earlier, it's on us that we
really
need to be praying for our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the bottom line is it's ultimately in God's hands.
Exactly.
But we need to be faithful to cry out to the Lord. For example, you know, one of the things I published yesterday was on September the 11th, a day which we commemorated in history since 2001 in our nation. Almost 3,000 people were killed in our country on our soil. 400 police officers and firefighters. But on that day, we're calling for people to set aside just a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
public settings, private settings. We don't care what it is. It's between you and God. But we need to pray for the security and the protection of the United States of America, because that's one of the greatest needs in this nation today, especially with starting back to school, especially what we've seen in public arenas all over the nation, the threats of all kinds of things. What happened in Chicago this past weekend with so many people being killed and so many people being shot? This country is under assault. And
exactly.
Christians need to step in and get on the wall and get our eyes off of politics, get our eyes off of leaders, and get our eyes on God and call out to God for our nation. That's our responsibility.
Exactly. I mean, for all the fussing and everything and the argumentation that's been taking place, you know, take it to God. God's the one. He is the life changer. And we need to bring God into this situation. I believe we brought God into the 2016 elections. There are many praying for the midterms as well. But as you say, the heart and soul in what happened in Chicago. I mean, there is such outrage and people out in the street here, Dr. Floyd, that are just saying we need Trump. I mean, they are in a democratic city, and they realize that man's ways have failed. And they're now looking to Trump, because the one thing that Trump represents is that he has represented a consistent winning plan and record. That is clear as to what's happening in the 500 plus days of his administration. And, you know, and I've gone into this with my eyes wide open to see how God has used this man in a very unique way. And I believe that others are starting to see it, and the people in Chicago are seeing that, you know, he may not be the exact, I mean, he's not Billy Graham, and he's not Dr. Ronnie Floyd. He is Donald Trump, but his heart is for the people. It's for Main Street America. And there is something about him that uniquely has qualified him to be president, and people are looking to, you know, to him to be part of the answer. But what they are not seeing behind this man is that he is a man of faith in his own way. And this is, again, I think, for people to understand that God has the capacity to love any of us where we are, no matter what we've done, no matter what we're doing, that his arms are wide open and are more than capable to handle any kind of sin or shame in our past.
Amen. No doubt. You know, we're thankful to God for it, Bill. And, you know, he may not be perfect, as any president's not perfect. But one thing people know about President Trump is that President Trump loves policemen. He loves firefighters. Mm-hmm. He loves those who...
Dr. Floyd, we got to go to break. We're going to pick it up.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
You are life, every-
Just Live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We are Americans, not Americans, right? Dr. Ronnie Floyd continues with us, senior pastor of Cross Church in Northwest Arkansas, is the author of the book Living Fit, Make Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You. Dr. Floyd, why Living Fit? Why the book?
Well, I believe one of the greatest needs is that people understand that if they're going to be all that God wants them to be, they must get themselves fit in every area of life. When people hear the word fit, we think of physical. And so if we're not physically fit, it immediately turns us off. Mm-hmm. But in reality, we really need to be understanding and clear that living fit is really an experience of being fit spiritually, physically, relationally, financially, and emotionally. And that's really what this book is about, Bill. Mm-hmm. It's just like when you get in your car every day to drive to work or somewhere in the community or city, you know, you get in and you might pay attention to one or two gauges in your life, and that happens then. You're going to pay attention to the fuel tank, and you should pay attention to the speedometer. But in all that, there are a lot of other gauges that you never pay attention to, and pretty soon they may blink, or if you don't take care of your vehicle, that same thing happens in our lives. We need to imagine our life as being a dashboard. And these gauges, we have gauges of our spiritual life, of our physical life, of our financial life, of our relational life, of our emotional life. And living fit is a call to holistic health.
Exactly.
In those areas, and to teach you how to check the gauges in your life so you can be all God wants you to be in your life.
You know, I'm glad to hear you say that, because so often we hear, you know, about the body, and I always think, I mean, to me, it's a little bit of a, you know, nail on the chalkboard, because I say, well, it's not about the body. It's, you know, we're told repeatedly in the Word of God, it's body, mind, and spirit. You know, we're tripart human beings, you know, and to your point,
sure,
we have to address those three critical areas. It's not, you know, we can just be so focused on the body, forget about the mind and spirit, because God has, you know, God desires for us to be balanced in our approach, does he not?
Well, absolutely, and that's why it's important we understand that everything happens together. Nothing is decompartmentalized or compartmentalized. It all comes together. And what we must understand, Bill, is that as our spiritual life goes, so goes the rest of our life.
Mm-hmm.
See, when it really comes down to it, is that whatever is your physical fitness and your relational health and your financial health and your emotional health, all of those things are affected by your spiritual life.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you know, if you're not healthy spiritually, or you're struggling with your relationships, or you're struggling with money, or you're struggling with your health, or whatever it may be, I mean, your emotional health is going to be horrible. And the end result of the emotional side, the reason I put it last, is because many times it catches the brunt of that. That's why we're up one day, down the next day, and we're not consistent. And we need to really strive for consistency in our life. And the only way to do that is to be healthy in those areas of life.
Yeah, the root is the spiritual. I agree. And if we're not connected to the vine, you know, we know what happens. And maybe we think, oh, well, you know, we can be casual about it. But Jesus said it very clearly, that we need to remain connected to the vine. And I guess maybe we question whether or not Jesus really meant what he said.
Yeah, well, that's probably true among some, but I promise you, he did mean what he said, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to take it real seriously. You know, you mentioned a moment ago the whole element of the body and how many times that is just blown out of proportion and in the way people look at their physical health. And there's no doubt about that. I mean, there's total imbalance, not only in the American political system, but in the American mindset about these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we need to understand, though, as Christians, if we're followers of Christ, we also need to understand this part about our body, though, and that is that our body is the temple of God. And it does not belong to us. It belongs to God. And we need to take care of our bodies. We need to take care of our of the finances that God has entrusted to us. We need to take care of our relationships, which should model what it's like in our relationship with God. And we need to take care of ourselves emotionally so we can literally be all God wants us to be and live our lives in complete glory to Him. And that should be our goal. Is my spiritual life bringing Him glory? Is my physical life bringing Him glory? Is my relational life? Is my financial life? My emotional life? Is it bringing me glory? If it's bringing Him glory, guess what? I am bringing God glory. Yeah. And that's what He wants me to do.
You say check each gauge in your life that measures how you're doing in these critical areas. What does that look like?
Well, you know, we do in the book, we talk, and it's written in a lot of short chapters, and just so it's really user-friendly. And there are groups that are going to be using it for Bible studies and those kind of things with small groups this coming fall. And you know, it's just really a practical way to look at it, because in reality, you know, you take, for example, when you look at the whole issue of living fit spiritually, I talk about purpose, the importance of purpose in life. And because of how can we live fit if we don't understand our purpose and that we know that God has a purpose for us in our lives? I talk about those kind of things. I talk about in the physical side, I talk about being reasonable about your health, but at the same time, living a life that is orderly. So many Christians don't live in order. They live their lives totally in disarray. None of that brings God glory. When you look at the relational side of life, I mean, we need each other. You know, we need the church. We need our families. We need to be healthy in relationships. And, you know, we live in a country today with so much dysfunction. And one of the reasons our political system is so dysfunctional is that our families are dysfunctional. And the reason so many people are dysfunctional, the place where they should learn relationships is in the family.
Right.
And that's where one of the big issues is. But again, Bill, it all comes back to where am I with God? All of that has to be kept in mind of my relationship with the Lord. And that's really what Living Fit really goes after, is making your life count to help you pursue a healthy you. It's not about being perfect. It's not about looking this way or looking that way or this or that. Nobody is perfect. It's not about being perfect, but it's about being and living a life on progress of being everything that God wants you to be.
Exactly.
And that's where the Lord wants us to be, is walking forward, being better, doing what we can under His power, and trusting Him for the future of our lives.
You know, some people, Dr. Floyd, might accommodate in the chaos in their life. And they say, well, that's just the way I'm wired. That's what I do. But again, we go back to what you said initially, and that is you need to take an inventory and say, am I glorifying God? I mean, God knows that you're not maybe, you may not necessarily have a proclivity to, you know, having less chaos in particular areas of your life.
Sure.
But that's the question. You know, have you surrendered that to God to say, you know, all right, I admit it is chaotic. I don't necessarily like it. That's going to be really hard for me to do. But are we going to surrender that to God for His glory so that we can get beyond that? Now, Dr. Floyd, I'm sure you're hearing from people all the time that say, look, I had a particularly tough area. I didn't know how I was going to, take on this challenge in my life. But once I surrendered to God, it was a process. But I'm less chaotic because I'm not accommodating the chaos anymore, right?
That's right. No question about it.
Well, Dr. Ronnie Floyd has been our guest. His book, which you've got to read. I mean, this is going to challenge you. Living Fit, Make Your Life Count by Pursuing a Healthy You on a Holistic Plane here. Dr. Floyd, how can they get your hands on your book?
Well, they should be able to go to Amazon.com. They can easily get it there. They can get it in other Christian bookstores all around. And, you know, Bill, people need to understand they have one shot in life and they need to make it count.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 discrete.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In a race that no one's happy about, the Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California is now in the record books as the largest wildfire in the history of California. Two fires that now make up this wildfire have scorched over 283,000 acres in three counties. The Mendocino Complex fire passing the Thomas fire to become the largest ever in California. U.S. sanctions on Iran that had been suspended by the 2015 nuclear agreement that President Trump pulled the United States out of 3 months ago are now back in place against Iran, hitting its trade in gold and other precious metals, as well as a wide range of currency transactions. Sanctions due to hit again in November will include those concerning Iran's oil exports. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And right now, everything that has to do with your money, we've got the expert with us right now. We're talking about Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, and a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good. Well, the Fed, you knew they had to get involved here, and interest rates are rising. I mean, it sounds like a Creedence Clearwater Revival song.
They are, though. But this week, the 10-year Treasury went back over 3% for the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, basically, it's a sign the economy is getting stronger. We had that 4% GDP number. And also, I think the deficit's going up a lot. The government is issuing a lot of treasury bonds to cover the $1 trillion deficit. So it's a combination of those two. So long-term rates are rising, and short-term rates are rising. Now, the Fed met this week and is not going to raise rates right now, but clearly they're going to raise rates again come September and probably December as well. So both short- and long-term rates are rising pretty significantly right now, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're really taking advantage of this GDP increase and some of that money that they used all those years for Barack Obama. Guess what? We get to pay for that now, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, the deficit's up to 21, closing in on $22 trillion. That's a lot of money.
Wow.
And you're right. I mean, under President Obama, the deficit roughly doubled from about $10 trillion to $20
trillion. Mm-hmm.
Now, we're adding to it at about $1 trillion a year, and that's some real interest. And now, if interest rates keep rising, as we just talked about, that's going to cost the government a lot of money right there, because they've been paying zero pretty much on Treasury bills.
Right.
And even if that went to half of a percent or 1%, you're talking about real money on $22 trillion.
And that just vapors, the money right away, does it not? I mean, because it's like, where does that money come from? It's right off the top.
Well, we borrow it. We're borrowing the interest to pay the interest on past debts is what
happens. Makes sense, huh? Borrow to pay the interest.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. We're in this vicious cycle. We laugh about it, but this is a serious issue.
Well, it is. Right. I mean, and what we did with the tax cuts, it's clearly worked as far as stimulating the economy, but it has not produced more revenues than we lost in lower tax revenues to the government. I mean, the tax cut did not, so-called, pay for itself. Maybe it will, but it hasn't yet.
No.
Right now, the government's getting a lot less revenue because the corporate tax rate went from 35 to 21, so they're collecting less revenue. The deficit, the spending has gone up. Defense, all kinds of different things, we're spending more. So that's why that is putting upward pressure on interest rates. So, for example, mortgages are tied to that 10-year treasury. So with a 10-year treasury at about 3%, that means mortgage rates are going to be over 5%, maybe 5.25%, 5.5%, something like that, which makes it more expensive for people to buy homes. And refinancing, the refinancing market is dead. There's no reason to refinance at 5% plus. So
yeah, it's going the wrong direction. You missed the 3% money, so now you just wait until and hope that maybe it comes back. So when do we start looking at 5.5% interest rate? On housing.
Well, on mortgages now, I mean, we're there because they have a spread over the 10-year treasury. 10 years at 3 and typically 2.5% over that. So on the margin, and you're already seeing that, housing numbers have been getting weaker here.
Right.
A combination of rising interest rates and the change in the mortgage interest deduction. Remember, you now have $10,000 deduction for mortgage interest and property taxes combined. So that's a lot of people are going to be losing a lot of deductions over that one. So I think it's making the housing market soft.
Well, Jordan, it's almost like this country has to be almost at 6-7% GDP to eradicate some of the past sins, because clearly, the elected officials, our legislature, doesn't have the nerve to really do something about this $22 trillion deficit because they've got too many pet projects in there. You know, they don't want, every once in a while, of course, it's the season, we got midterms, so you might hear somebody echo, a call to do something about entitlement reform, but at the end of the day, they really don't have the courage to really take it on.
Not going to happen, Bill. Yeah. Not going to happen. I mean, in fact, President Trump has said he doesn't want to touch Social Security and Medicare. I mean, he said that on the campaign trail. So, I mean, Paul Ryan has talked about entitlement reform, but they're not going to do anything. It's just too difficult to do it. So on we go. The deficits keep going up, and we're paying for that in the form of higher interest rates on things. So the question is, what's an income investor supposed to do, right? If you
exactly.
have money in bonds,
right.
you lose money. As interest rates keep rising, the value of your existing bonds is going down. And if you keep your money in cash, CDs, money market funds, you still get zero. The banks are not passing these higher rates they're charging on loans onto you as a depositor, right?
Yes, right.
I mean, I've mentioned before, it's been very popular with your listeners, actually. A good kind of interim solution are so-called secured real estate funds.
Yeah, you get
8% yield, and it doesn't change in value, go up or down. And you get monthly checks if you like. You can reinvest it if you like. A website for that, securedrealestatefunds.com. So there's a way of kind of having your cake and eating it too. You get 8%, but don't have the market volatility of long bonds.
Right, exactly. Well, going back to, the situation with this entitlement program, the government, again, is talking about, if you're going to be on welfare, let's talk about getting you out and let's start looking at work again.
Right.
Kind of like what we did with under Bill Clinton.
Well, workfare, they called it. Right. And that did work to some extent.
Sure.
But we need people. We have a shortage of people right now. Literally, there are more job openings than there are people looking for work right now. There's 6.7 million job openings and about 6.3 million people looking for work. So to get some of these people working, they have to have the skills, but that would really help the economy a lot, because there's a lot of employers that are kind of desperate for workers because they can't find them.
Exactly. Well, you know, but you can train them up. I mean, after all, last time I checked, I think probably one of the biggest on-the-job training jobs you could have is president of the United States.
That's
so
true.
Why can't we do it at a lower level? I'm just saying,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. No, I agree with you. And that's happening. I mean, people are taking parolees and ex-cons and people who in the past wouldn't have had a chance are having a chance.
Exactly.
Know? Because there's such a need for so many people. And we're restricting immigration, so that used to be the kind of safety valve. We don't have that anymore.
Right.
So, I mean, we're at 4% unemployment now. We're going to get another number on that soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could go into the mid-3% unemployment rate, which we haven't seen since, like, the 1960s.
And you're looking at GDP, probably the first time in how long, Jordan, we've been able to register a 3% GDP for an entire year.
For an entire year, that's been back into the, like, 2006, mm-hmm. I would say, something
right.
like that. I mean, we just had a 4% number. There was one quarter in 2014 that was 4%.
Right.
But it didn't last, really. Mm-hmm. And now we got a lot of momentum. But the only thing that could upset the apple cart is the whole trade war situation.
Right.
The
exactly.
Tariffs.
Yeah, back in those numbers. Back in
the apple cart.
Yeah, before you get back, because I want to focus on that in the last minute and a half that we got. But back in those days, remember, we'd always get a number, you know, from the Obama administration, and then within 3-4 weeks later, they'd say, oh, we got to round it down.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
All these numbers, for some reason, his administration, all the numbers came with an asterisk. It was kind of like built in.
But in this case, we're revising them upward.
Which is good. What's going on here? I mean, the Democrats only know down, the Republicans know. I don't know. You know, you just got to look at the pattern here and you decide for yourself. Trade war. You and I talked about this. It is not for the faint of heart, clearly. We knew there was going to be some, grief to happiness ratio here. And Trump is, he's like out of Steinbeck. He keeps trying to remind everybody there is happiness around the corner. Trust him. Just hang in there.
It's tough for people because both sides are getting hurt. The Chinese are really getting, their stock market has plummeted based on this. Their currency has gone down a lot. They're a very export-oriented country. And, you know, we're putting these tariffs on their goods, $50 billion now and maybe $200 billion soon. That is really hurting their exports. So they're hurting, but we're hurting too. I mean, the price of steel, aluminum is up. Our soybean farmers are not getting exports. I mean, it's just hurt all around. Now, maybe this is going to create a grand compromise, and they'll lower their tariffs, we'll lower our tariffs, and we'll have a wonderful trading relationship, which would be great. That would be the most bullish thing you've ever seen. But right now, we're in the pain part of the whole process.
Exactly. You imagine if we do what Donald Trump suggested, get rid of all tariffs. Let's have free and fair trade all across the board. Jordan Goodman, we got to leave it right there. It's a wrap, buddy. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate it.
Always glad to take your emails at moneyanswers.com.
Money. 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 You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here as we continue to count every blessings, and we count Abby Johnson as a blessing. We're so grateful for her experiences and what she continues to do in her ministry that she founded. And then there were none, a ministry designed to assist abortion clinic workers out of that incredible industry. And we're told today, Abby, that according to BuzzFeed, that pro-life feminists are changing up the language, I guess, to rebrand themselves, huh?
Yeah, it was really, it was pretty cool to have a really, I think, pretty fair article by BuzzFeed come out about what we're doing and, you know, what our annual conference is about. I mean, polyfeminism has been around for a long time. I mean, Sarah Foster with Feminists for Life has been doing this, I think, longer than I've been born. But it's really caught the mainstream media's attention recently, as, you know, there are many women, particularly these women's marches that are, you know, sponsored by Planned Parenthood, and these women's conventions that are sponsored by these pro-choice groups. You know, there's a lot of us out there saying, hey, look, you know, you're basically saying that men are oppressing us, and what you're doing then is taking that oppression and putting it on your children. And that's not what real feminism is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be us versus them. Men and women are very complementary. We're made that way for a reason. And it's, you know, we are not going to be liberated as long as we are transferring oppression onto the to another person,
exactly.
The unborn.
Right. Well, the unborn, and then what you do in terms of maligning the male gender. I mean, after all, who do you plan to marry?
Exactly. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, we need men's stories. We need men to be talking about this. It's important that... Mm-hmm. You know, men are raising their voices as well, and particularly, you know, personal stories. Listen, I believe that it will be the personal testimony of people who've had abortions, people who've been affected by abortion, and people who have worked in the abortion industry that will actually make abortion unthinkable in our country. And so we need less people, you know, standing up on podiums and speaking for us who have had these experiences, and we need our voices being raised and put forward.
Yeah, this is the voice of experience. I mean, you and I have talked about this before. I see a day, Abby, when the men of this country are going to be hit with the truth that they have participated in the murder of their children. And there is going to be a cry like we've never heard before. And not only men, but grandparents. Women have been carrying this burden all by themselves since Roe v. Wade, told by the government and everybody, oh, no, it's just some tissue, no big deal. You know, it's like something bad. If you had cancer, you'd want to cut that out. So, you know, this isn't a good thing right now. So it's okay to do that, whatever justification that you use and that people bought into. And, Abby, you've heard the stories just like I've heard. And it's heartbreaking. When I say the women have carried the burden, the women, you know, who come to me and they'll tell me, they'll say, Bill, my child would have been 14 today. Or, I mean, they know this. They carry that with them. Well, if it's just meaningless flesh, why does it matter to them?
Yeah, and that was interesting because I actually attended the women's convention in Detroit. That was, you know, of course, sponsored by Planned Parenthood and NARAL. But I wanted to hear what they were saying. I wanted to hear their language. Mm-hmm. Because even in, you know, the almost 9 years since I've been out of Planned Parenthood, things have changed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have changed. And they've become more brazen with their support of abortion. And so I wanted to go and listen to them. We were in this one session where they were encouraging women to talk about their abortion stories. And it was really pretty paradoxical because on one hand, they would say, you know, I tell women that after their abortion, they just need to go out and celebrate and they need to have a party and, you know, it's no big deal. And then, you know, one woman who works at the clinic pulls out a flask and says, you know, this is how I deal with my job, as if it's difficult to have her job. And then, you know, another woman saying, oh, well, you know, in one breath they're saying, well, it's no big deal and these women need to be celebrating this sort of rite of passage to have an abortion. But on the other hand, they're saying, oh, I cry with my patient because it's such a difficult decision. I finally stood up during the question and answer and I said, you know, I got to ask you ladies, like, if it's not a baby, if it's just tissue, if it's not a big deal, then why is it a difficult decision?
Right.
Why are you crying with patients? Why are patients crying? Listen, I've had a mole removed in my lifetime, and I didn't sit around and cry thinking about this mole that's going to be removed.
Exactly.
Because it was simply just tissue.
Right.
So if it's just tissue, if it's a nothing, why are you crying with them? And they didn't have any answer because they don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They themselves are confused, and we are living in times where, you know, over 60 million babies have been aborted. That's, you know, 60 million mothers and fathers who have been complicit in this act. And that is a lot of wounded people, a lot of hurting people who have not yet found healing, who have not found consolation in Christ. And, you know, we have to be compassionate in our responses to them.
You know, when you say 60 million babies, I mean, that's 120 million parents. Mothers and fathers. I mean, last time I checked, it takes two. And, so here it is. And this is why I'm saying, Abby, for the sake of their very souls, the sake of the souls of this next generation of children that some people may have the opportunity. Because I know that with some women, you know, they've told me, Abby, they go, look at, you know, I since have had children, but I feel like, you know, it was God giving me a second chance, but in part of me felt like I didn't deserve it because of what I did to their sibling. And it's just, you know, like you said, if it's just a mole, it wouldn't matter. But, you know, these are true testimonies of women that have gone through this. And I say they've been carrying this all by themselves. And, you know, and I want to say to the guys, look at, and I know that there's some guys that are stepping up and they're feeling this and they connect and they say, you know, Bill, I've gone through this. Yeah, you're exactly right.
And it's just heartbreaking to think what's going, you know, what's down the line. But I say, you know, the fact is that on the other side of that heartbreak is redemption. It's realizing, mm-hmm. hey, look at, you know, we've learned through this process. We made a mistake. And thank God for God, that God is forgiving and that he wants us back and he wants us to be back on track, living righteous lives that honor him and that honor our families and our children.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think I can't even tell you how many, I mean, hundreds, maybe thousands of women came in to our clinic and said, well, you know, I never thought abortion was right, but if it's legal, it must be okay.
Right.
You know, for a lot of people, legality dictates morality. And that's just the way it is in our culture. And so, you know, I believe that we will see a time where Roe v. Wade is overturned. And don't get me wrong, that's not my end goal. My end goal is not to make abortion illegal. It's to make it unthinkable. But I do believe in order to make it unthinkable, making it illegal has to be a step in that process. And when we finally overturn Roe v. Wade, which I do believe we will, we're going to have all of these people saying, wait a minute, that was wrong. That really was killing my baby. You know, that really was murder. And we're going to have, I mean, millions of men and women coming forward saying, oh, my gosh, I didn't know. I didn't realize it. And the pro-life movement has got to be ready to meet them with compassion and mercy and, yes, truth.
Yes.
But we have to reach them with charity. And we have to help them tell their stories. And speak up for life, because these testimonies are going to be, I see it all the time. It's our testimonies of those who have experienced abortion that are changing hearts and minds on this issue.
You can't argue somebody's personal experience with abortion and what they're feeling. You can't, there's not enough legalism or any kind of legal argument that's going to justify that when a woman or a man comes to that reality that they've murdered their child. I mean, this is like a Schindler's List moment, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we have to decide right now as a movement and as Christians, you know, how are we going to treat these men and women when they come forward? Are we going to treat them with love? And I really hope that for the majority of Christians, for the majority of pro-lifers, that answer will be yes. Because
absolutely.
I do believe that we are at a turning point in our country. I do believe that more and more people are waking up to just the barbaric nature of abortion, and people are turning away from it. You know, abortion is at an all-time low in our country, which is still high. A million abortions is too many. One is too many. But we are at an all-time low, and I believe it's because people are rejecting this message that, you know, killing another human being brings freedom.
Right.
And, you know, that's a message that we have to keep proclaiming. That's wrong. That, you know, to be pro-life is to be pro-woman, to be pro-child, to protect both, and to encourage men to stand up and use their voices to protect the children and the women in their lives.
And defend the critical building block of our society, which is the family unit. I mean, this has been a direct attack and hit on that that incredible and critical block of our society is the family, what has happened here with, you know, with abortion in this country. And as I said, or I may have mentioned that, you know, Andy Andrews wrote a great book called How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And the premise was that you get them to buy into a big lie. This is what Adolf Hitler promoted. The bigger the lie, the better. It's easier for them to believe. And this is what the society has done. This is what our culture has done. We bought into this big lie. And 60 million babies and counting has been the result. Abby Johnson, you're awesome as always. I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The March